was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence.
Such a happy little tune.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the 22nd of April. My gosh, we let April get away from us also. It's everything. It was, you know, March, April's going away. Pretty soon it's going to be May, and you know, May.
It'll be hot.
It's going to be hot then. Good morning, everybody. It is, like I said, April the 22nd, 7:08 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So good morning. Hey, let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisors with our Market Minute, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Markets are positive this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 53 points at 16,502. The S&P 500 is positive 3 at 1,875. And the NASDAQ is up 26 at 41.48. Active stocks this morning include Advanced Micro Devices up 9 cents at $4.21 and Facebook up $1.24 at $62.48. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 10 cents at $24.25, and Pepsi is down 52 cents at $85.39. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year U.S. Treasury bond yield to 2.74%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down $1.45 at $102.20. Gold is down 20 cents at $1,288.30, and silver is up 7 cents at $19.42. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here. They want to talk about the, and they do. They talk about what's happening on Wall Street is one thing, but they are the people to go to if you've got questions about your IRAs, your investments, your retirement plans. All of these things can be addressed and be addressed very well and by the professionals at Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561. Okay, hey Bob, weather, what's it look like today?
Right now in Reading, 52 degrees, got possibility of thunder boomers before noon, then partly sunny as we head into the afternoon. High will be in the mid-60s, overnight low in the lower 40s, and then partly sunny for your Wednesday, a high near 67. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They offer senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, you know, the Fire Girl was checked in on our system, and good morning, Fire Girl, and several others as they come into our chat room.
The usual suspects.
Yeah, well, the Assemblyman Brian Daly will be with us today, and one of the things, Fire Girl, we're going to talk fire tax, but the other things we're going to talk about is how can communities fire bad teachers? What kind of institutionalism and unionism you overcome?
Tenure, yeah.
Because you have tenure. There was a group of high school students that have a class action suit against their school district about tenure, about being able to fire a bad teacher. And you know, the vast majority of the teachers are just outstanding and they don't get what their due is. But then there's others that, I've had teachers tell me that going on to the next grade, they just hate to think that the students they've worked so hard on that have such promise are going to go into this person's class. I mean, that's
yeah,
sad.
That's pretty,
you know,
bad.
That's pretty sad. We're going to talk today. We got Cooley Up Nice people. I think we got people from a bakery. We got a lot of things happening today and a lot of things we want to talk about today. One of them I want to start off though is with a letter to the editor.
Uh-oh.
In a Record Searchlight. In fact, two of them. I'm going to start with the first one though. This is from Mr. Dale Egger, from Castalia. The county has a money problem due to many people being arrested and having too few jail beds to house them all. So many are let go to commit crimes again. What if the county sold all the marijuana they take in on drug bust instead of burning or destroying it? Why not sell it to the retailers in Colorado or Washington? I'm sure they could in time get enough money to pay for the raids and have money left over to make a good down payment for more jail beds. You think about it. They're probably having problems getting all that, you know, getting them. We got some good stuff up here. We have got quality marijuana. Everybody tells me that. We have some of the best marijuana.
The emerald in
the world is grown right up here in Northern California. Well, if we collect a couple thousand plants, or maybe we should just wait till they, you know, you spot them, and then they, when they cult, you know, when they pick them, then come in. And now you've got the products. After all that, now you've got, it's been picked and weighed and put in all these packages. Now rate them.
Well, one of the things though is
here come the phone calls.
Here they start.
Okay. I frankly think it's an idea. Why not do that? It's, you know, if, of course, you're saying, well, now it's interstate commerce. Well, no, not really. I'm sure we could work a way around here and just think if you're literally getting this $2,000 a pound, think how many thousand pounds we have then, you know, so it would give, you know, it would pay for, it could pay for more deputies, it could pay for, more police. Let's think about this. This guy may have a good idea. Let's go to the phones. Deborah, good morning.
Well, actually, this is your 715 guest.
Oh, my 715 guest. I'm sorry. Deborah, good morning.
Deborah? There she is.
Deborah, good morning.
Hey.
Oh, I was talking about selling marijuana, and I thought somebody called already on that. You got something big happening.
Not a bad idea at all.
Hey, you got something happening this weekend, or next weekend.
Well, no, it's this weekend.
It's this weekend, you're right.
Across the street from
the studios.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the inaugural NorCal Jazz Festival, and it's happening at Old City Hall on Saturday. And I'd like to give a couple of tickets away this morning also.
Okay,
and
we can do that.
You do that later on today. But we have a great lineup. As I said, it's the inaugural one, so what's nice about that is that it's happening up in Redding and it's happening in Chico. And there are incredible jazz artists coming from Redding who will be playing the big room in Chico, the usual suspects. And they will also be playing up in Redding. That's one of our main acts. We have two stages, one upstairs, the main stage, and one downstairs, the gallery stage. So we've got the Charles Bologna Trio, the Bumptet, the Usual Suspects upstairs. And downstairs in our Jazz Lounge, which is our gallery converted to a lounge, will be Allison Skull and Victor Martin, Charlie Robinson and Dave Elke, and Dose. So it should be a really nice day. There's six acts, and tickets are available at the Music Connection and also at our offices at 1313 Market Street.
Right across from us? Yeah. Now, how long will this last? What time does it start?
The doors open at 4 o'clock, and it goes until 9 o'clock. So there's six acts and about 6 hours of music.
Okay, so it goes from 4 o'clock till 9 o'clock.
Yeah, four to when it gets over.
Yeah, four to whenever it gets over. Okay, that's good. Great. Okay,
yeah.
And you can get tickets right here on Market Street, right at the at Old City Hall, and where else?
Shasta County Arts Council, and also at the Music Connection.
Okay.
Which is a music store. And then, of course, if you're one of the lucky listeners to KCNR, or you're calling to root for your favorite marijuana grower, you could possibly also get tickets right here.
That's right. What we'll do is we'll just take your names. We'll take your name, and so you'll have tickets on will call. So we'll just take your name and give them to Deborah, and they'll be ready for you. And this is going to be an outstanding event. Just an outstanding event. So
you can learn more about NOR. It's at norcaljazzfestival.com, and you can actually buy tickets online too. So tickets are $25. That's for all day, 5 hours, 6 acts.
And there's going to be beer and food and fun.
Okay. I think we're going to have a great time. And okay, so we're going to give away two of these tickets later on today.
Yeah, and the other thing is the Grape Escape, which is happening that same day. If a person has purchased a ticket to that, for $10 more, we'll let you in when you're done with the Grape Escape. Come on over and enjoy the Jazz Festival. So your ticket will get you. You can end up right there at Mosley Cellars and then just walk across the street and go to the Jazz Festival.
There you go. I think it sounds like a great idea.
All right. Hey, Carl,
okay.
Thanks.
You bet, Deborah. We're going to talk about this all week. We're going to give away some more tickets. So, so be listening later on, my friends, because we're going to give away two tickets to the Jazz Festival. It's going to be this Saturday. Later. Starts around 4 o'clock. It's going to be great. Yeah. This is, starts around 4 o'clock in the afternoon and goes till 9, 10, whenever it's over. I think it's going to be a great event.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Okay.
Good morning.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Deborah. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back.
Got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning. 7:20 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. 52 degrees out there. We may have thunderstorms today at noon, Bad Bob tells me. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends from Orchard Nutrition. You know what? If you want to go to a place where they have absolutely have experts on what they're doing, and they have got every imaginable natural food and supplement you can imagine right there. An in-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff to assist you. They provide classes in the evenings on health and diet. Raw and organic foods are available. Everything is at Orchard Nutrition, located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141 and also pick up some of that amazing Foods for Life mixes. The gluten-free mixes for muffins and buns and those, and I think even cookies you can get there, but all gluten-free and a gluten-free, facility. Yeah, certified gluten-free. Orchard Nutrition is your center for a healthy lifestyle. I can't say enough about it. You know, joining me today, and I got to go out and look at it. I mean, he wouldn't let me touch it, though. He wouldn't let me get within like a foot and a half of it, is Jim Collins here from Curly for Life. Yeah, and he's going, yeah, you try and touch that car. He's got a 1940 Ford pickup. What color is that?
Sunflower yellow.
Sunflower yellow.
I approve.
I tell you what, here it is right here, Bob. You couldn't see it. This does no justice to it. We have a photo of it here. Does no justice to it. This is, okay, now yesterday, Daryl Chambers was in here, and I think Bill Emberson was in here. Yeah, was in here. And the one thing all of y'all seem to have in common is your love for what you're doing here, for your hobby, or maybe more than a hobby. So tell me a little bit about yourself, Jim. How did you get into this?
I've been up here in Redding since 1975. I used to own Lobo Campers, and I had a big ski boat with a big motor in it and all that, and I flipped it out at Lake Shasta, so I thought this is time to get out of the water. So I met up with Herb Gilkin, and Herb Gilkin got me into the street rods. I've been in the street rods way back when I was in high school, but I did a lot of water skiing. And then just progressed. I built a 1932 Ford Phaeton, and I won the Pacific Division with it.
Phaeton. Okay, now we were talking about those yesterday. And, that's beautiful. Yeah, we were talking about those yesterday. Those are, people are trying to find those. I think Jim said he was trying to find one. A Phaeton, because they are not, those aren't common cars, are they?
No, they're pretty hard to come by. They're hard to come by.
And what was it about a Phaeton that, now I've heard it for 2 days in a row now, so now I'm starting to think about it. Now, what is it about a Phaeton that people really want?
Well, it's just that there's so many roasters out there. When I started building this thing here, like I say again, Herbie was a lot of input on this Phaeton, and he kept holding this magazine up in front of me and had a, because I'd ordered, a roadster, and he kept looking at this, and he said, "You know, you ought to build this car." So, as it went on, we went ahead and got a hold of some guys, got the 32 Ford Phaeton, and we built it. Which the car had a lot of new old stock parts on it. It was a beautiful car. It had a 350 blown Chevy in it with everything all polished. I just wanted to go to the Oakland Roadster Show with it, and went to the Oakland Roadster Show with it, and a couple of producers came up to me and says, "Hey Jim, we'd like to have you get on the circuit." And I says, "I don't know about that." So I talked it over with my wife, and we decided to do that. Well, we ended up doing a lot more detail to the car. The first year, we ended up 10th in the nation with it. It was going to the grand finale in Las Vegas, and then we came back and redid the car again, and jumped on the circuit real early. And got going with it, and then we won the Pacific Division with ISCA. So, and then we went to grand finale on that one. We came out sixth. So, it was a real good
obviously
car.
A great car, and you did a lot of work on it. And your wife, you said, was helping you on it.
Yeah, it was like the top of it was just like the underneath. It was everything chrome polished. Then I drove it back to St. Paul and
drove it. No, you didn't mean drive it. You mean drive it?
We drove it back, yeah.
You drove it back?
Drove it back, yeah. Well, as soon as I got out of the grand finale, I took it out of the trailer, and it never went back in the trailer again.
Oh, okay.
It was a cool car. Anyway, back there, Tom Dalton, which owns Speed Specialties, come up to him and wanted to know if I had the car for sale, and I said, yeah. So anyway, as far as I know, it's still back in his collection back there. But so Well, then that got me started on some other ones.
Okay, now you've got a 1940 Ford pickup.
Yes.
Out there. And it's, would you say canary yellow? No. It's
sunflower yellow.
Sunflower yellow. Okay, sunflower yellow. And when did you start on this one?
This has been a long project. This goes back, my wife was holding a little boy at the time. That little boy now is my godson. He's 23 years old. The truck has been a long project.
This hasn't been something you've just been working on every day though, right?
Well, about 5 years ago, I really got started on it.
Okay.
And got going on it and got it all together here, but.
It's a beautiful truck. It's out front. And,
people don't realize it when they look at it, but they know there's something different about it. So, it's going to be on the Inside Show this year.
That's right.
Down here at Cool April Nights. And, Barbara's going to do a nice job of placing it where it's supposed to be. And, if you come around to look at the truck, you got to look at the saying for what's done to the truck and then take a look at the truck.
You've done some things to it. You said it's...
Yeah, actually the cab has been stretched 4 inches. We only chopped it 2 inches. And then I took and lowered the cab and raised the bed line. So the body line is all the same. And it's got a 9-inch Ford in it with a 700 R4. And it's got a 3.3 stroker with a Barry Grant 6-shooter on it. It's all polished. Everything is... if you take a look at the valve covers on it, those valve covers are billet valve covers. At the time I bought them, when billet first started coming out, they were $1,600. So
there's some money.
It's something to take a look at when you come by and take a look at it.
I tell you, just my quick glance at it outside, it's just absolutely flawless. I mean, yeah, it's flawless.
For a 40 truck, everybody that sees it and looks at it says, now that's the way that should have been done. And the truck runs down the road just like a.
What kind of engine do you have?
I got a 3.3 stroker Chevrolet. And Bob Nankervis built the frame for it, and he stepped it. He stepped it in the front, so it's got it's not a Camaro. It's an E-body front end on it, which has got the big brakes and the big springs and all that on it. But where the truck sits right now, it sits at sits level. It's not...
There's no rake or anything to it. No. Right. Now, you've got the back cover.
The back cover works electronically, and it's off of a 86 Ford van. Bob and I worked on that and got it to where it works up and down and everything, and it just makes it look really nice and slick. And like I say, the truck goes down the road just like it looks. And then that chrome piece on the hood is actually a solid piece of brass. Don down in Stockton, did that for me and made it look just like the original to match the center of the grill.
Well, okay, so you've been working on this thing, really not real seriously, but for 23 years and got into it really about 5 years ago. All right, now I have to ask you this, Jim, because I ask everybody. All right, now you've got this. You've got it the way you want it, right?
Right.
All right, so you're going to be here for the big show. And, people are going to love on it, and, you're probably going to be wiping drool spots off it all day. What are you going to do next? Yeah, so what else? There's something else in your garage right now, right?
Well, not in the garage yet, but if I was to build another one, it would be a 32 two-door sedan. This truck, I took it down to me and Jeff Freitas and Warren Hansen took it down to the Grand National Roadster Show in L.A. last year and won Best in Class there and also ran to Sacramento and won Best in Class there. So the truck has done very well when I show it.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing all these beautiful. These are works of art. Just like Linda says. She says, these aren't just cars. These are works of art. You have painted a magnificent canvas here. Using metal and in your imagination and seeing the way it should be. I mean, it's a work of art. It really is. And I look at all of these vehicles. They're much more than cars. They're an expression of you. Can I say that?
Oh yeah, they are. They're something that it's got your own input into them. So when you get done with it,
when you get ready to, when you sell it, you're looking at it going, is it kind of giving up one of your, okay, maybe it's not your most loved child, but maybe one of the others, one of the lesser ones.
Yeah, this one.
How about it? Like a cousin or something like that.
Yeah,
selling a cousin.
Yeah, this one here is going to be kind of hard to,
this one may
let
stay
go
with
because everything is really, really done right on it. It's just done right. It's just,
Okay.
I can't even say enough for the truck because it just turned out fantastic.
It's beautiful. My friends, please head on down this weekend. Cool April Nights. You go down and see Jim Collins' 1940 Ford pickup, the Sunflower Yellow. It is absolutely beautiful, as are these other cars too. We can't appreciate. I appreciate so much you coming by, Jim, to talk to us
Thank
about
you.
This.
Thank you.
And well, you know, it's again, these are works of art. This, you know, you might as well, you know, people talk about walking into the Louvre, you know, in Paris. You just go on down to the Civic Auditorium this weekend, and you're going to see art of a completely different kind, but just as beautiful. It is masters of the art.
There's going to be some nice cars there.
Absolutely. All right. We're going to be right back after these messages.
April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the 25th Cool April Nights Car Show, April 19th through 27th.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display, the cruise and rock and roll concerts all week long.
There's nonstop entertainment featuring Enterprise Starship, the Hot Rods Band, Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch Wave, and a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much more.
Discount advance tickets available now for only $8 at Cicada Cantina on Hilltop Drive, participating Napa Auto Parts stores, or online at the Cascade Theater.
Don't miss the 25th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium April 19th through 27th.
This is an event the entire family will love.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts, KRCR Channel 7, Wind River, Fox 20, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Y21, Record Searchlight, KHSL, Famous Dave's, Shasta.com, and KNBN. For more information, log on to CoolAprilNights.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your home is your castle, but to a thief, it's just another target. There's no one-size-fits-all security system, and that's why Hue & Cry custom designs every home security alarm system. Hue & Cry is a locally and family-owned business that's been serving the Shasta County area for 22 years. Hue & Cry produces a quality turnkey system with an exclusive performance guarantee. Now that's personal service. Call Hue & Cry, 800-800-ALARM. 800-800-ALARM.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Butt, the time is 7:35 in the morning. The phone lines are 605-4567. KCNR1460.com is how we are chit-chatting over the internet. And it's 52 degrees out there today. Bob tells me it could be giving us, thunderstorms later on today, Bob?
Possibility of thunderstorms. According to the National Weather Service, we have some unstable air. So it's clear at the moment, and could see upper 60s for the highs. But of course, Redding always likes to surprise us.
Yeah.
But, right now we have, 53
degrees. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry, Leonard and his associates. Honest as the day is long, we'll tell you what exactly you have there when you bring something in. Estate Jewelry has got the greatest selection of estate jewelry. Loose stones, and the only watch repair guy in Redding. So if you need your watches repaired, you take it in there too. I can't tell you that everything that Linda buys in her estate jewelry, is from Four Winds Jewelry. So, stop by again, 2225 Hilltop Drive, or give him a call at 222-2750. Now, the other day, we went to a fundraiser for, a couple of shows here. And one of the things they had was, cakes. And they had cakes, you know, like one of these cake things, you know, where you could buy auction, you could buy these cakes, you know, for auction. And so one of them was the KCNR 1460 cake.
Oh.
That was the one we brought in. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
And
oh,
it
yes.
was absolutely, I mean, it had, it like our, it had our logo on it. It had everything on. I mean, it was great. I don't know. Is there a picture of it in here? Ooh. Anyway, and so we said, well, who makes these cakes like this? Because there was other ones like, I mean, they were absolutely, I mean, it was like something, it looks almost like off a 3D printer.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
they weren't, they were cakes. And even either better or worse here is they taste really good. So we said, well, who made these things? And so Linda drags me down to the Sublime Cake and Design store, and I happen to have the owner right here, Wiley Sicari.
Yes.
Wiley Sicari.
Almost, you got it.
Okay, I'm getting closer.
Better than Wiley Coyote.
Yeah, Wiley Sicari, cake artist and owner. Wiley, good morning.
Hey. Hi, how you doing?
Fine. You know, Wiley's a young guy, and as Linda says, he's got product in his hair.
I could probably use a haircut, truth be told, but.
No.
Radio,
you know what?
Can't
hey,
tell.
Look, you know, artist, you know, artist. I just had an artist. I don't know if you saw the other artist that was just in here.
Yeah.
Did you see that, see his car out
I
there?
Didn't
that
see
truck,
the car.
That 1940 truck. That's why I was slightly out of breath because I was out there watching and drooling and then had to wipe off the drool and run back in.
This doesn't strike me as a field that a young man would normally find himself in.
Oh no, it's
tell
not
me about it. Tell, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Not only my age, but my gender. Truth be told, there's not a lot of us guy cake decorators out there, but we're making a comeback. You got Cake Boss, you got Ace of Cakes guy. There's a lot of up and coming artists that are getting into this field. So.
How'd you get in this field?
You know, kind of by chance. I was working at another bakery doing grunt work, scrubbing pans, scrubbing this and that. Cake decorator quit one day before the weekend, you know, where we had custom cake orders going out. And being an artistic guy, I managed to talk the owner into letting me give it a shot. So here I am, you know, trying to complete orders, knowing not what I'm doing whatsoever. But, you know, I made it work, and it developed into a passion for me.
Okay, now, where are you from?
You know, I'm originally from the Bay Area, so always the California local.
Okay,
you know.
And how long have you been here?
Been here since 2000, so 14 years.
Oh, you've been here a long time then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So where were you working at before you got here?
You know, it was another little family-owned bakery. It used to be the Bakerama over by Subarama.
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately went the way of what a lot of bakeries do. They try to do everything under the sun, from breads to cookies to pastries, that.
Doesn't work.
And you know, hey, you can do them all mediocrely, but you can't necessarily always, you know.
Now I want everybody, the phone number is 222-5270, but it's Sublime Cake and Design. Write this down. Write this down in your little books there or whatever, because these cakes are great and he can build anything. We were getting ready to go out to squeak shooting, as a lot of you know we do. So Linda goes, she says, can you build us a cake with one of these little squirrel faces on it? And he goes, and Wiley goes, I can do that. You know, kind of like it was coming out, you know, like looking around. I can do that.
Absolutely.
He said, but I don't have time. He says, I'm backed up, you know, 2 weeks at that point. And I'm like, oh.
Well, that's the thing. We can do whatever you want, but of course, time permitting, you know, the type of artwork we do does take a long time. It's all handmade. We don't use molds or stencils, you know, it's all done from scratch, you know, how it should be.
So you can put faces on there?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You
we'll
can
sculpt
do
faces. I could make you 3D standing in front of a microphone, all edible.
There you go. All edible. Yeah.
That's right.
I would hope somebody would choke on it too. Okay. Wiley, you're a great guy.
Thank you.
And now, where are you located at?
Park Marina Drive. We're right near the Bead Man and Movies 8. right there near Cypress there.
Okay, now, if, to build a cake, like the one you did for us, or you didn't do it for us, but you did it for the, for the fundraiser, how long does it take you to build a cake like that? Now, he took this cake, and it was like, I don't know, two layers or three layers, and he put the KCNR logo, which you know is the world with a radar face over, a radar screen over it, mm-hmm. and then put a microphone that he built on the top of cake. I mean, it was just absolutely fabulous. Now, how long does it take you to do something like that?
You know, every cake kind of varies. I usually spend at least, say, an hour to 3 hours on average just for the artwork portion of the cake. But even before that, you know, we're baking cakes, we're making fillings and icings. So it's tough to put an actual time on each one just because there's a long process throughout the week. Now, we try not to even touch the cake until just the day of or day before the event. So there's a lot of stuff I have to prep in advance. That little microphone, I can make that a couple days in advance and let it dry so that it would, you know, stand up off the cake.
You know, I didn't know you made it out of icing. And I put my finger on it, and it kind of, you know, blurred the lines. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is icing, too.
Well, that's the thing. You know, unfortunately, it's very temporary artwork.
We still have that. We still have the microphone.
All right.
We've got it frozen someplace. Okay. Wally Sakari is our guest who is, are you the owner there?
Yes, I'm one of them. Me and my mother-in-law actually are the owners.
Okay.
And we are operating too.
How's the business?
You know, it's staying busy. We keep it lean. You know, we just have, just me and my mother-in-law. My wife helps out here and there. One employee who does our baking. He's a friend of mine. So that's it. I mean, there's three or four of us running that shop and.
Okay. So here's a young man and his mother-in-law who started a cake shop here in town. Small business owners. I can't, you know, you can go to these big places and get these cakes, but I tell you what, go by and see Sublime Cake and Design. I don't really push people in a lot of different directions except, you know, how much we believe in small businesses and doing business locally. You won't be disappointed at all in what Wiley does. In his bakery.
Thank you. Well, you know, we care. We care a lot about the stuff, and it really shows in our customer service and our product. We take a lot of time. We do cupcakes every day, and we take a lot of time to make those not only look spectacular, but
and in fact, tasty. He brought these four beautiful works of art here. Here,
danger, danger, Will Robinson.
Here, Bad Bob, because I'm talking. Have one, and just sit.
Oh my God.
There's Bob. There goes Bob's diet. You know, Bob tries so hard, and then then people bring in stuff, and I make him eat it because, you know,
All right, tell me about this cupcake here.
Sir, is a Boston cream. It consists of a vanilla bean cupcake. We do put a filling on the inside. You'll find a nice little filling in the core there, and that's our Bavarian cream. And then we have our homemade meringue style buttercream on top there with a little chocolate garnish.
You know, it almost looks too good to eat.
It does.
But only almost.
Again, we're working with art here.
That's right. And we have to walk that fine line. It has to be almost too good to eat, but not too good to eat.
There you go. You still go, oh, okay. You know, and trust me, it'll be cleaned here. Okay. Sublime Cake and Design. Wiley Sakari is the owner. You can give him a call at 222-5270. He's on the web at Sublime Cake Design.com. SUBLIME. SublimeCakeDesign.com. Last thoughts?
Well, you know, we have all kinds of stuff on there you can check out, but really, you gotta come down to the shop. You gotta see what we're doing. We've got pictures you can look through. I will literally sit and draw up a cake design for you if that's what you're looking for. And you're always gonna deal with me. I'm the cake artist, so.
So if you've got that something special coming, graduation, birthdays, anniversaries, there's the man to do it. And he's going to be used. We're going to be having him bake our cakes from now on.
All right.
And you know what? You know, it's not even going to cost you a cupcake. That's how good a work you did.
Hey, we'll call it a deal.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
All right, buddy. So love the one you got, cause you might get run over or you might get shot. Never startle static. I just did it off my chest. Never had to battle with
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse.
Part of personal protection training is changing our behavioral patterns from risky behavior to a more safe security solution. Today, I would ask that you begin locking the door from your garage to the interior living space of your home. This simple habit adds one more layer of armor to your living space and may be the difference between a home invasion and not. For all of your personal security needs, initial firearms training, as well as CCW renewal, contact NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighting. I'll see you at the range.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is about 7:47 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. It's 53 degrees out there, and it's going to be a, I think we're talking about having some thunderstorms later on today, but be clearing up later on. This portion of the show brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546 for reservations out there. Of course, they just finished up with Easter, and I mean, it was slammed out there on Saturday and Sunday. 400 lunches and dinners out there on Saturday, and weddings going on all the time at Anselmo Vineyards. Pizzas on Thursday nights, but just a great place. The ambiance out there is outstanding. Reservations is 474-5546. I'm joined. I'm kind of like Cool April Nights and Sublime Cakes, and then now I'm back to Cool April Nights with Howard Stubblefield. Howard, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we're going to talk about the cruise. You know, this is, you only have to say the cruise.
Well, you know, Carl, you were talking about being slammed. I don't think there's any place anywhere north of Sacramento it gets more slammed than the Cool April Nights cruise.
I don't think so either. I mean, it you know, what I was just telling Jim Collins that was in here and the gentleman yesterday is that it is absolutely, they're like works of art, these vehicles. This is, you know, you can go to the Louvre, you can go to the Smithsonian, and you see all these beautiful works of art, their sculptures and all that. But we have those right here in Reading.
And
those automobiles and those trucks. I mean, these are so well put together. So, I mean, the imagination and the attention to detail and just the beauty in them.
Well, and I think one of the things that you can just take for granted, but it isn't that easy, is the quality of cars that we attract to Reading is outstanding. I mean, we get some of the biggest car makers now taking a look at this show. Credit to the City of Reading and our police department. We have the best run cruise. Car owners from all over the country tell us that this is the best cruise in the Western United States. And we estimate that 30 to 40% of the cars that come to Cool April Nights do it just for the cruise. But
Well, how many cars are in that cruise?
Well, the way we run it, so it is a work of art, is we only let cars into the cruise that are registered for the show. So they have to meet the criteria of the show. And that's what makes it so interesting, because then everything you're looking at is a car that is qualified to be in the Cool Vapor Lights car show. So it's a rolling work of art.
Now, to qualify to be in, you know, I never asked that. What does it take to qualify to be in the show?
Well, it has to be 20 years or older.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're not looking at new cars. We're not looking at regular, everyday drivers. We're looking at cars, like you were saying earlier, that are a work of art. Some of these cars people have been working on for 10, 15 years.
I asked Jim. I said, Jim, how long have you been working on this car? He goes, oh, let me see. My wife was holding our godchild. That was 23 years ago. I said, 23? He said, yeah, but I really didn't get serious till 5 years ago. You know, 10 years. I mean, come on. I mean, you're right. This is their life.
Terry and I got our car 20 years ago, and I can remember going down to Fresno to a car show, and Collins had his car down there. So he's been at it a long time,
but I'm just talking about this latest one here. Yeah. Well, okay, so you've had your car. What kind of car do you have?
We have a 44 two-door sedan.
A 44?
44.
Oh, 40 Ford.
Two-door sedan. And it's what they call a resto rod. It was never chopped. It was never changed. It's the original all-steel body, and everything from the running gear up underneath is brand new. So it was 20 years ago.
It was 20 years ago. Yeah. Do you ever take it out and drive it around?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
It's a driver. It's not a trailer queen.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, some cars are so wicked that they have to trailer them to the show and then they drive them around.
But, yeah, because they have no clearance.
We can take this car to Washington or to the coast or wherever we want to go.
Okay, now this moving parade, this parade of art,
right?
On Friday, what time does it start?
Well, the key thing to know is people need to be up there before 6 o'clock, or they're not going to get their car in there, because we close the highways down at 6. But in order to make that fun for everybody, this year we're doing something different. At 2:30 for 3 hours, Cool Vapor Lights is hosting a concert, an outdoor concert at Cicada Cantina. So if people get up there early and get settled, there's going to be live music. It's the Decades. It's a show that was at the theater here. But it gets going. The cruise actually begins about 6:30 and goes for an hour and a half. And the other thing for people to understand is not only get up there early, but get to where you want to be, because we are not going to stop the cruise so people can be walking back and forth. It breaks it all up.
Yeah, you can't do that. And for people that are brand new to town and going, oh, yeah, I want to see this, where do they cruise at?
Well, that's the beauty of this cruise, because you can go anywhere on Hilltop. It winds around Friendly to Churn Creek back down on Cypress. It's this enormous loop. And the beauty of it is you have places to be, you have friends to meet, you have restaurants to eat in, you have bars to get a drink, hotels you can stay at and bring your chair out front.
People put their chairs out there early. I mean, it's like any big parade. People, they're putting their spots out there early.
I think some of them are camped out there overnight.
Why not? it's a great event. So how many cars though usually go through?
We stop the show at 2,000 because we don't feel we can do an adequate job of giving everybody a good place to park the car at the show if we go over 2,000.
And then so how many in the cruise would you say?
Well, you cannot be in the cruise unless you're registered.
Right, in the show. But, I mean, so that's you don't have all 2,000 driving, do you?
We would have very close to it.
So you – wow.
Yeah, but that's a big route.
That's a big route. Because we've been there before, of course. Yeah. I mean – you have to. I mean, this is Reading.
Right.
You need to get out there. So you've got you can sit down and you can watch and every so often you'll see the same car go by again, but it seems like you've missed so many. I mean, there's just so many of them that are coming by and so different that if you're looking at one and then by when you switch back to another spot, you know, two or three have gone by and you haven't seen them. You can sit out there for 2 hours.
Well, for people that haven't been here, the thing to understand is we run all four lanes. We make it one direction, but you do have four lanes of cars coming by you, and we keep the crews moving, and that's important because some of these cars will heat up if they're not moving.
That's right.
So it's a beautiful thing to watch. It's actually the number one rated event in Reading, and I think one of the reasons is we get 10,000 spectators up there. Where else can you go for free and see something like this for an hour and a half?
It is. It's like the Smithsonian Art Museum has opened up. and people are parading by 2,000 of their exhibits.
Right.
On four lanes. Okay, so we talked about it's going to be Friday. You should get there early. There's going to be music. There's going to be, I mean, any place you go, you can plunk yourself down. You can get fed. You can drink. You can just sit there and enjoy and watch these cars go by.
We view this as the biggest block party ever, or the biggest tailgate party. People go to the game and they have so much fun out for. Well, this is even bigger than that. It stretches all the way around Hilltop and Churn Creek, and everybody's having a good time. They have their barbecues. They have their parties. It's a big hoot.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the best thing is, too, is that Cool April Nights, which, you know, it goes, I mean, we've got the cars in the, be in the convention center this weekend. But there's so many other things going on this week. You got shows and shine. Right. You got show and shines all over the place here.
Yeah, there's three today. There's two or three every day. And each year there's more coming on board. And then we even have the high schools participating. They have their show and shines. And that's the next generation of street rodders. We're absolutely thrilled about that program. And from what I hear, the kids know more about the cars than some of the guys that build them.
You know, Howard, what's starting to bother me a little bit, though, is think of the, you know, when you think of Cool April Nights, you think of those old rigs and all this. And you're saying 20 years ago. That's like 1994. I mean, 1994, Howard, we're talking old cars here.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the majority of our cars are in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, 60s, you know, okay. You know, I was a kid then, you know. But when you're talking about cars 20 years old, I'm thinking 1994. Where was I in 1994? Oh, yeah. I'd already had, you know, we'd come back from Desert Storm. We were getting ready. We'd been in Somalia and all these places. And I'm thinking, those are cars that can get into here. I'm starting to feel a bit old here, Howard.
Oh, I hear
is what
you.
I'm getting at here. You. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what would you tell people then is to get there probably around 5 o'clock or earlier?
Well, with the music starting at 2:30.
Oh,
and,
gosh, any time then.
Having a hard time to find a place to even sit and watch if you don't get in there early. I would say any time early in the afternoon, get up there and have fun.
In the minute, what time does it start exactly?
Well, we shut down all the roads at 6, and we try to start as close to 6:30 as possible, and we run it till 8 p.m.
Okay, 6:30 to 8, Friday night. Get there at around 2, park yourself someplace where you can see, and anywhere along either side of Hilltop will get you good seats. Anywhere
and
along
Creek
there.
And Cypress all the way around.
Yeah, bring yourself a nice comfortable folding chair, you know, go to, you know, work it out with a business there, you know, you know, say, hey, I'll buy my fruit drinks from you if I can park out here in front, or just sit here in front and just prepare to have a great time.
You bet.
What would you say that, and how long have you been doing this? How many cruises have you been in?
Well, I came on the board when we moved it up to Hilltop. So, you know, Carl, I haven't thought about that, but it's been about 10 years, I would guess.
And you see, I mean, what people don't, you know, and people are like, have other cars parked out in all these different places. You're seeing literally millions of dollars worth of vehicles driving by here.
Oh, absolutely.
Literally millions of dollars.
And you're seeing something that, if they've done it themselves, they've been working on it for years, just piecing it together one part at a time, hunting around and getting it running and keeping it running.
You know, I was really glad to hear you say that there's young people back into this, because you know, most of the builders are older, because it takes money and time to do that. A lot of times when you're younger, you don't have the time and the money. You're building your life, your business, or whatever. But it's good to hear that you've got, you know, we've got younger ones coming up here.
You bet. And I haven't been to some of those show and shines, but the people that have gone to the ones at the high schools say there's a great turnout and the kids are really spot on knowing the cars and knowing what's involved.
But they don't have, I mean, are the days of the muscle car over?
Oh, I mean,
The big engines and all this. Are they gone?
Carl, look at what the new manufacturers are doing. Look at some of these cars that are coming out, the Mustangs and the Dodges. And I mean, there's still muscle stuff coming off the new assembly line.
And they're, you know, and they're environmentally safe. I don't know if there's, I don't know, Howard. I keep thinking back of those Camaros and those Mustangs back from the 60s and
well, some of the retro
Barracudas.
Models coming out right now are looking pretty good.
They do, you know what? And they do come out like this, and they're coming out with sounds in them and all that. So that's kind of cool. Anyway. All right, Howard Stubblefield, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
And, you know, join us all for such a huge, great part of Reading on Friday night. It's going to start at 6:30, but get there around 4. at the latest, 4. And so you can get a seat or even earlier because the music's going to start at 2:30 down at Cicada.
Yep.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking to Assemblyman Brian Daly when he calls in here. This is Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It's 8 o'clock in the morning on 22nd of April. 53 degrees out there, my friends.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Vice President Biden is in Ukraine trying to send a message that the U.S. will be supportive of its struggle against Russia.
The Vice President announced the U.S. will provide an additional $50 million to help Ukraine's beleaguered government with economic and political reforms. He also warned Russia that it's time to stop talking and start acting to reduce tension in Ukraine. Mr. Biden's visit was aimed at showing American commitment to Ukraine against Russian interference.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting, also at SRNnews.com. The head of the National Transportation Safety Board is expressing alarm at a dramatic increase in hazardous liquids being hauled in freight trains.
What we know is that the regulators are behind the curve.
That's NTSB Chairman Deborah Hersman.
The transport of hazardous liquids, whether it's ethanol or crude, began ramping up starting in 2005.
And now she says they've increased by more than 440% in recent years. Sales of existing U.S. homes slipped in March to their lowest level since July of 2012. We get a closer look at the numbers from SRN's Jeremy House.
The National Association of Realtors says sales slipped 0.2% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 4.59 million. It's the seventh decline in the past 8 months. Analysts say rising prices and a tight supply of available homes discouraged many would-be buyers. Sales went up in the Northeast and Midwest, suggesting the cold winter weather did not hamper sales.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The Supreme Court has upheld Michigan's ban on using race as a factor in college admissions. The justices said in a 6-2 ruling that Michigan voters had the right to change their state constitution to prohibit public colleges and universities from taking into account race when it comes to college admissions decisions. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Senator Elizabeth Warren insisting she is not running for president in 2016. The Massachusetts Democrat, whose name has been mentioned in building Democratic speculation, said she wants to fight for consumer issues instead, but she did acknowledge on CBS's This Morning she was disappointed the president did not select her to head a new consumer protection agency. The big question in today's GOP primary in Florida is whether Republican voters will go with a party favorite or an outsider.
The poll suggests it could be an outsider. Businessman and former Purdue University basketball star Kurt Clawson holds a double-digit lead over Florida Senate leader Elizabeth Benachisto in a couple of polls. In the closing days of the campaign, Clawson picked up endorsements from Michelle Bachmann and Rand Paul, among others. The winner of today's primary is considered the favorite to replace disgraced Congressman Trey Radel, who resigned earlier this year amid cocaine charges.
That's SRN News Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines, and this is SRN News. AT&T will expand super-fast internet services to as many as 100 additional cities in 25 metropolitan areas.
The service's 1 gigabyte per second speed is about 100 times what U.S. customers typically get with broadband. That means faster video downloads and the ability for more devices to connect to the network without congestion. AT&T currently has such speeds in Austin, Texas, and is committed to offer its service in Dallas. A rival offering from Google Incorporated is available in Kansas City and is coming soon to Austin and Provo, Utah. AT&T says the specific number of new markets will depend on discussions with local officials and assessments of potential demand. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
The climbing season at Mount Everest will be disrupted now that most Sherpa mountain guides have decided to abandon their expeditions, as Sherpas may do demands, including a relief fund for guides who were killed or injured after a big accident last week left 13 Sherpas dead. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, my friends. 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, and find out what's happening on Wall Street. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Markets are positive this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 86 points at 16,535. The S&P 500 is positive 7 at 1879. And the NASDAQ is up 36 at 4157. Active stocks this morning include Facebook up $1.62 at 62.86. And Advanced Micro Devices up 12 cents at $4.24. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is down 9 cents at $22.86, and Pepsi is down 44 cents at $85.47. In the bond market, we find lowered prices this morning, which brought the 10-year Treasury yield up to 2.74%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down $1.74 at $101.91. Gold is down $6.10 at $1,282.10, and silver is up one penny at $19.36. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 in the morning. Tell us what's happening in Wall Street. And it's not just what's happening in Wall Street, but what ideas, what strategies you can do for your retirement, for your annuities, for your plans, your financial plans. And every one of them is an expert. Every one of them can help you down at Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561, or stop by Park Marina Drive. Bob, what's the weather today?
Well, we're looking at about 55 degrees right now in Reading. Could be some thunderstorms today, high around 66, overnight low in the 43-degree range. Partly sunny for your Wednesday, high up near 70, and again, low in the upper 40s. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. They offer senior and veterans discounts. Our customers are warm friends. Shasta Gas Propane.
You know, this is how good Bad Bob is. He lost his weather sheet, and he just pulled that one right out of there because you remembered it from earlier, right?
Actually, I recommend this to folks, the Weather Underground app, Wonderground. If you use the Google Chrome browser, very, very concise weather and a lot of detail, too.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends on Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and a great place if you get their permission to sit there and watch the cruise on Friday. Great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's, and walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew, and veterans are always treated with respect at Tobacco and Brew, and we'll always get a discount. Our guest today is Assemblyman Brian Daly. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine. Where are you at right now?
I'm in Sacramento, in my office.
In your office. Is it, you know what, is it like a big office, or is it because you're just kind of new down there, they kind of like put you over and toward the rear of the building or something?
Yeah, I don't have a window. I
can't see outside, so I have to turn on my TV and have a camera that I can see the outside. So, but, you know, hey, I'm happy. I got all I need is a chair and a desk, and there's enough room for my staff, so that's all I care about.
There you go. Brian, I got, you know, a number of things I know you want to talk about today. And, you know, of course, one of them's water and drought, and I've got a bunch of questions from people here already. You've got some questions they'd like me to ask you, too.
Okay.
But let's talk about the drought.
Carl, I would just say this, and I've said this, I think, every time I've been on the show since we, you know, been in this serious drought we have here in California, that, you know, yes, there's lots of talk in this capital about water bonds and what water bond's going to float to the top. And actually, there is a water bond on the ballot right now. It was crafted in 2009. It's $11.6 billion. And there's talk that that bond is too high, and there's too much pork in the bond, and they're talking about removing that bond off the ballot and putting some other bond on. So there's to last count, there was like 9 different water bonds floating around the Capitol down here. So just to let you know that, first of all, nothing that this state legislature does is going to change the drought today. We've already done. The governor passed the disaster declaration a month and a half ago, which allowed water agencies to be able to transfer water more easily to help out other agencies. And those type of things are all in the works. So that's really the only thing that can help right today. A water bond, if was passed, is going to take probably 15 to 20 years before you actually see real water, and I say that stored water, alleviate some of the drought issues. So I always say this, pray for rain today, because that's the only thing that's going to get us out of this drought.
And I think you're right. You know, even if things are passed about, you know, being able to retain the water, put up water catchment systems, all these things, that the first thing you need to make it all work is water. And until we start getting rains again.
So that does not mean that we shouldn't be talking about it. Talking about it 20 years ago, and we should be talking about it today, and we should be putting something together that creates more water storage and helps in, you know, obviously there's lots of talk about climate change, and obviously, I mean, we have less snow this year than we've had in many, many years. And less water. Now, whether that's due to climate change or just the nature's having its course, but irregardless of the science or the perception of what we're doing with climate change, we should be talking about taking care of the issues that we have with the more population in California and the more need for water. So that means that we should be putting a water bond together that actually creates water, real water, so that we can take care of our crops. We can take care of the municipalities, the cities, and the people who rely on water, and also the environment.
One of the things when we start talking about water and the new reservoirs and all that, like you said, if this had been addressed 8 years ago, we'd have more ways of at least of retaining water. So we need to start on it. It's not gonna happen overnight, but at least it can help for in the future. But what can't help in the future is we live in a really arid climate here in California when you're off the coast, and yet more people keep coming in. Our use of water seems to keep growing, or is that a misnomer?
No, we do. We have, look, the last time we built any infrastructure for water was in the 60s. And there's been some other things that have happened since then too. I mean, some small projects. And in LA Basin, they've done a great job of recovering water. And we've done a lot with recycling, and we've done a lot with the reinjection of water that's already been used, and we've done a lot of conservation in California, and I'm for that. I think we should conserve water. But we haven't built any significant storage projects since the 60s, when we had about 18 million people in California. We're at a 38 million population, and so we have more need for water. We've relied on groundwater as the supplement, and we're depleting our groundwater sources, mainly in the agriculture valley, you know, the Central Valley. That's where we've had a lot of overdraft, and we've actually had subsidence. So as you pump the water out of the ground, the ground actually subsides and fills in that void where you pump the water out, Not in all cases, but in the valley it has happened. Some places there's been recorded as 60 to 100 feet of subsidence. So once you lose that capacity in the ground, it doesn't come back. And so we need to be addressing groundwater recharge. We need to be addressing surface water storage. And we should always be doing good conservation with water. So those are three things. But we need to put a bond together that allows us to achieve those goals for the future of California. Without water, California... Number one leader is in business is agriculture, and so we need to make sure that we have, you know, plenty of water for agriculture, plenty of water for the people in the cities, and for the environment. So we can do it. There's about 98% of the water that comes out of the Sierras and is flows to the ocean. So if we can catch a little bit more of that, we can make this work.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. John Bastiani prides himself on having everything that his customers want, and his customer service is absolutely outstanding. Bastiani Arms, give him a call at 222-8222. We'll be right back after these messages.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
Remember when your doctor could see you when you were sick and not sometime next week? You didn't sit in a waiting room for hours. Your doctor actually sat down and spent time with you and wasn't rushed to see the next patient? Prestige Urgent Care in the Sunset Plaza on Eureka Way is bringing back old-fashioned healthcare. Walk-in urgent care, walk-in injury care, and the new Healthcare Direct Plan are the great services offered. This innovative membership program provides unlimited urgent and primary care for a low monthly membership fee, and pre-existing conditions are not a problem. Providing affordable, high-quality healthcare where patients enjoy unrushed visits in a comfortable, professional setting, avoid insurance hassles, copays, and deductibles. Prestige offers three different plans, and there's also a plan for businesses available. For more information, or if you have questions, stop by Prestige Urgent Care, 3689 Eureka Way, or call 244-4577, or visit prestigeuc.com. Make the most of Obamacare and save money while getting the healthcare you deserve.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, my friends. 8:20 in the morning, the 22nd of April. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 58 degrees out there right now. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models of air conditioning and heating systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Call Martin and his associates at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. They are our business of choice when it comes to anything to do with our heating and air conditioning. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. Welcome back, Assemblyman.
Thank you.
Last time when you were on, and there's been some comments in our chat room here, we talked about the fact that we may not have to worry about a supermajority anymore in the Senate because all of them are being indicted for something. Rod Wright's been found guilty, Calderon's been indicted, and now Leland Yee. I know they're in the Senate. However, it still affects all of us. I mean, between them, that's like 10% of the people in California are no longer represented with these guys being suspended with pay.
Yes. Well, first of all, you know, I think if you've been we have a due process in our law. So it's innocent supposedly until proven guilty. But obviously, you know, the FBI has been in the building here for some time. I think around 2011, at least from some of the stuff I read, that they've been doing some investigations. So I'm assuming that there's a lot of due process that's going to be coming forward. And I think it's really sad for Californians to have to see their lawmakers in this position. And I denounce it. I think it's wrong. I don't think that people who have broken the law. We have very clear ethic trainings that we go through before we ever take office here, and it's very clear on what the laws are as far as campaign finance, as far as your ability to be able to influence legislation for special interest. And so if these folks have been found guilty, then they should be removed from office. They should not be paid. And that's where I stand. Now, the Senate Republicans who tried to and asked for them not, to be put out on leave without pay, it failed. And so at this point, it's in the hands of the Senate and the branch of the Senate. And, I don't support anybody who has broken the law. I mean, it's really the public trust for legislators is dropped, at the national level and at the local level, and it's just really sad for America, and I am totally opposed to that. And, we spend a lot of time here on politics when we should be talking about policy. And the reason I came here was to work on good policy. And, yes, it does cross with politics, because if you want to get something done here, it's not always what the policy is, but it's what the people's, how the spin has been by the media, the public, by the legislators. And to try to do good policy, yeah, it does cross over with politics. But in this case, it's really ironic that these guys, in the Lee case or Yee case, where, they've been passing laws to take guns away from law-abiding citizens, and then, have them, there's talk that he was running guns, and that's just totally wrong. And I'm really sorry that we've came to that point in America and in California that we are even having to talk about it. But that's the case, and my hope is that it will get the constituents and the voters fired up and actually engage in what's going on in politics, and take this back to where we have actually statesmen and people who care about what's going on, not their own personal gain, and do what's right for the people.
One of our other questions is it deals with the EPA and the U.S. Army Corps determining that land could be potential habitat, for all these, like vernal pool fairy shrimp, and how it's affecting property values and takes property away. And you're a farmer. I mean, you understand this. I mean, and I know that, that's where you make your living. And the fact that they can come in and say you can't use your land, It seems like there's more and more of it, that there's, you know, people are, maybe it's just hitting the papers more, or the media more, that the government's, coming in and telling you what you can do with your land.
It's a great question. And I'll just start out with saying the reason that I, first of all, got engaged in politics was over land use decisions. I mean, as you well know, that my family homesteaded here in California, and I'm continuing to farm third generation. I'm farming the same land, some of the same land that my grandfather farmed. And, you know, everybody wants to tell me how to run my business, and they don't run my business. And so I always say, you know, and so here's the thing is that, you know, the laws are designed that if you should be able to do what you want to do on your private property until it affects your neighbors or somebody else, and then it becomes an issue where, whatever I'm doing is affecting my neighbor, and so now my private property rights have affected somebody else. So that's where we get into this environmental movement and, you know, somebody else telling us what we should do on our land. And there's been some good cases. I mean, hydraulic mining in the Sierras started the very first environmental lawsuit, and that was because, you know, they were washing so much silt down in the valley that the farmers couldn't even get their barges up the river to, you know, load their commodities out on barges and ship it. So that was the first environmental case, to my knowledge, in California was because of hydraulic mining, and they ran a law that said if you're going to hydraulic mine, you have to catch the silt. And so they built dams to catch the silt. So I guess that what I'm trying to say is that that was the start of when one person's private property affected somebody else's private property, and that's when we had to do legislation. And I think there's merit for that. But what we've done is we've came so far away from that we're actually now having agencies enforce or pass or put into making laws without the legislature privy to those. And I say that because we, not me personally, but previous legislatures have given the power to the agencies because they don't want to spend the time, in my opinion, going through each piece of legislation, and they've delegated these big blocks of public policy to these agencies, and they're enforcing it willy-nilly in their determination, and it's causing a lot of the environmental. I'm going to give you a perfect example. I'm the vice chair of ESTM. It's environment. It's basically where all your laws of environment and that part goes through. And we regulate, all the bills come through there for regulating how much pesticide you can use on your farm, how much cleaning products, you name it. Anything that has to do with, like, for example, decon, rat poisoning, those type of things come through that committee. Before I was here, there was both Republican and Democrat lawmakers passed a law that gave that control to Department of Public the DPR, Department of Public Resources, and they can now determine those laws without having a body. And what the reason that is because there was many committee meetings that went long hours where you had two scientists debating what was in Windex. I'm just going to pick out something. They're in a cleaning product for hours, and the members didn't want to sit through that, so they delegated that away, and now these folks are putting together basically policy and legislation or laws determining what you can or can't do, and that filters down to the EPA, that filters down to the Air Quality Board. We have given Mary Nichols the ability to be able to regulate without, we've blanketly given control, and I believe that is wrong. We need to do our job here as legislators, bring the power back to the legislator. And if it takes sitting through a five-hour meeting on what a particulate filter does on a commercial truck, we should do our job. And I've promoted that since I've been here, because when you turn the power over to the agencies, you get what we have. And so as a private property landowner, I am very much concerned that we have laws being pushed and regulation on business that isn't really determined by the legislators. So I don't have the ability to at least weigh in and vote and represent my constituents on those issues because the legislature has given the power.
So
that's wrong.
Yeah, just on your own, just say it on your own land. I know you have tractors and everything out there. This band of people that have been arbitrarily given this power can say, oh, I'm sorry, you can't use that tractor.
Exactly.
You need to put this type of carburetor on it or electric fuel filter or whatever it is. And you, how it affects you, and you don't even have anything to say about it. And
right.
That's,
so the Department of Public Health
yeah.
is the same. They have the ability to be able to, determine what the outcome of regulation is going to be. And without the legislature has given that power away. Now that is something that I am totally opposed to. I've been bringing it up to legislators saying that we need to bring that power back to the legislators, and then that gives you a direct line from your constituent to your legislator to the law. And we see it at the federal level, we see it at the local level, we see it at the state level. And that is just quite frankly wrong.
Okay. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. Brian is obviously against the fact of these agencies coming down and just imposing their will on us without elected officials having something to say about it, because they have really, before Brian got there, but they have abdicated their responsibilities to take care of their constituents by just handing it down to an agency, a nameless, faceless agency who can just make any law, really, frankly, any law they want and enforce it, which to me could really lead to some problems. That's going to, you think that there was a problem in Nevada. These kind of, and I think that what happened in Nevada is kind of an end result of those kind of abdications of responsibility. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Our guest again, Assemblyman Brian Daly.
Dinner tonight. How about a Jack's Grill world famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or broche of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe deep fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for 75 years. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
Hi, I'm Andrea Abraham. My husband Dilgesh and I drew up this business on paper napkins on the island of Cyprus 5 years ago. And now we've opened our furniture store in the heart of downtown Reading, Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects. We're so excited to be here. We have brought artisan furniture and whimsical gifts from around the world. Please come by and see us. You can call us 361-6727 or visit us online, indwellinghome.com. Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects, 1760 California Street, where dreamers come.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab it and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palo Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl Linda Bott. It is 8:35 in the morning on April the 22nd. 58 degrees out there. It might get some rain today. 605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. And I can't say enough about the fact that it's man's last stronghold. Yes, that's right. The Cheers of Barbershops. I'll be in there today. But right now, our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, thanks for being with us, Brian.
You bet. I appreciate you taking the time to let me speak on the radio.
Well, you know what? And the things are, is I get a chance to talk to Brian at other times, too, and about California and the fact that this is, you know, it's a great place. Northern California is a great place to live and the things that happen in this. And I've got, like, all these questions here, but one of them is about wolves. Have you been hearing a lot about wolves in the legislature?
Yes, well, I've brought it to the attention of the legislature.
Okay, because there's going to be a wolf. There's supposed to be a Thursday meeting in Yreka to hear a presentation by wolf expert Ted Lyons. I don't know if you'd heard about that or not.
I did. I was up in Siskiyou County on Saturday at a candidates forum, and I've heard about it. But we also there was a hearing earlier last week, and we actually were able to, Senator Gaines and myself wrote a letter and asked them to extend the comment period for 60 days, and they did do that on what the plan is when the wolf actually, lots of experts think the wolf will eventually show up here. We had the OR7, which went right through my farm and was up in Lassen County for a long time a couple of years ago. And so the thought process is that the wolf is going to end up in California, and there'll be packs of wolves, and then, you know, how are we going to manage that, or what's the state's fish and wildlife plan? And so there has been lots of debate and talk about it. Obviously, they reintroduced wolves in Montana. I think it's probably been 15 years ago.
Yeah, something like that.
They have a huge problem now with the wolf taking out the elk herds and cattle operations and the other wildlife that is available there.
Yeah, they become the head of the food chain there,
right.
and I think people didn't realize, but I've also heard that too, is that their elk population was just cut in half because they just don't, they go after the young and they go after the sick, but they also go after healthy animals too in the packs.
So our goal, both Senator Gaines and myself, is to make sure that, first of all, that we aren't reintroducing them by moving them into California. And if they do show up here, that we have a plan that works for everybody. That's the goal. And so we've been totally engaged in that process, at least the two of us have, trying to get good policy set in place. So that's the goal here. We also had a hearing. There was a hearing in Ventura on coyote hunting, and I don't know if you're aware of that, but there was, we have the annual coyote drive up in Aden, right close to where I live, and it's because, coyotes are all over California. There's about 500,000, they estimate.
They're very good. They're very, very, very good scavengers and feeders and predators.
Yeah, absolutely, and they also take down when ranchers are calving their land, sheep and cattle. They take down the small babies, and they're real hard to control. So in our area of the state, we have folks that try to manage them by hunting. And so they passed a 3-2 vote says that you can't have competitions anymore for predator hunting. You can do it for fishing tournaments, so you can still pay prize money for the largest bass off of Shasta Lake, but you can't have prizes whatsoever for predator hunting. So that did get a vote of 3-2 from the Fish and Game Commission, and so we'll be seeing that change. Still can hunt them, but you can't make a competition out of it.
Can it be organized? Did you get a bunch of people there?
You know, I'm waiting to see the actual language that comes out, because I know that for our little community, it was a big you know, fundraiser, and
yeah,
it was great for the community. We filled all the hotels up, and I know that we can still use, you know, we can still go out and take them and try to manage them, but it'll take the sport aspect of it.
You know, whatever you do, Brian, do not mention Squirrel Wars, okay?
Okay.
up in Altoos, please don't, or Cedarville, please don't mention that. So, anyway, okay. The other ones, there's going to be another question we had was, again, on fishing game type matters. It's, about a meeting on the California, I've got to find it here, about the California trout and, it's a, the next meeting, the California Fish and Wildlife Commission in Fortuna.
Yeah, that's the one that they'll be talking about the wolf.
Okay.
It's in Fortuna. Yes.
Okay. Now, okay, the question is if people keep writing here and it keeps bouncing away, so it's going, I can't get to it right now. Okay, let me go to something else. One of the things that I have here in my notes here is that you wanted to discuss was about teachers. About teachers, unless I read this wrong, because I was writing it down, about being able to have the best teachers in your schools, as opposed to having to keep teachers that maybe are not productive.
So there's been, as you know, my wife Megan is the president of our school board up in Big Valley. And so we spend a lot of, and our kids are in public school, so, and I went through the public school process. And, you know, there's been, tenure has been talked about for a long time in California, and the ability to get rid of just really bad teachers, in some cases even teachers who have sexually assaulted students, and we don't have the ability to get rid of them and move them on. And so there has been some talk about running a ballot initiative for those real extreme cases where we've had teachers who have been convicted and are still teaching. And so there is some movement here in the Capitol and some talk about legislation that will give the tools to the school board to remove those teachers, and I am totally in favor of that. I think that we should, in any case, I think people should be accountable this is kind of something along my lines of business. You know, you have to be a good employee all the time. You can't just be good once and then forever be able to keep your job if you're not performing. You have to continue to perform. And with the school situation, there are lots of cases where because they were good for a certain amount of time and then they change, there's the ability to remove them is very difficult. And so if that legislation moves forward, which I will definitely be keeping a close eye on, I will support that. I think that's what we should do. I think that's the same way in business. And we have, as somebody who worked in local government for a long time and dealt with, bargaining units and contracts, and to be able to remove bad employees and bad teachers is something that would make America better, make California better. It gives you better production. And you have to have the ability to be able to control or make the future better for the young people. And if that's the case, I definitely am in favor of that. I wanted to just mention that, you know, I'm one of 80 in the assembly. And, you know, a lot of people think that you have a whole lot of power. And we do have some power. We have the ability to run legislation. But I look for opportunities where I think we're going to have actual movement, and then I want to get on that and when the time is ripe. I mean, I can sponsor legislation. It's happened for years. Legislators have always, you know, drafted up a piece of legislation, which costs money to do. knowing all the time that the political will in the building is not there, and you drop that piece of legislation and it never even gets out of committee. So my goal is to find those opportunities where we have the ability to actually get a bill to the governor and get it signed. Now, there are other times that you need to start the conversation. So you put a piece of legislation out because you need to start the conversation, knowing that it may fail several times before you get it, the conversation and the policy put into place and start letting people know the issue. So I try to find those good balances as a legislator, not wanting to waste the taxpayers' money running legislation that I know is not going to see the light of day. So I'm trying to focus on those type of issues where I think we have movement. And
it might have a chance to get something going. And I understand is because, you know, with the way the numbers are, that if you could continually introduce legislation so then they don't, you know, oh, here comes another one. Type thing. I understand that. You know,
right. Well, they don't,
economy of force.
They don't take you seriously,
yeah.
And then you have a hard time when you have a possibility of getting legislation through. You know, I've been appointed to vice chair of natural resources just in the last week, and I wasn't even on natural resources. Natural resources is a huge committee for the first assembly district. I'm on, in the last month, I also got appointed to utilities and commerce. I mentioned that the last time we were on the show. So I'm not on revenue and taxation. I had to give up one of my committees, so I gave up revenue and taxation as the vice chair to get to the Natural Resources Committee. I have four bills going through the Natural Resources Committee. Had quite a few bills last year going through there, obviously because it's very important to our district. Revenue taxes, too. We have good members that will represent us there, and I always get a chance to vote on every bill that makes it to the floor. So I'm working diligently to try to influence legislation that will not only be good for California, but will be good for the First Assembly District, trying to put people back to work and have our quality of life and give good representation for the First Assembly District.
All right, Brian, we got to take a quick break here. Before we take a break, Redding Grange, number 446, is having a pasta feed fundraiser to benefit their scholarship fund this Sunday, April 27th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eat in or take out. 4850 Cedars Road, right here in Redding, $10 for adults, $5 for children under 12. And this, again, is to benefit Redding Grange, is to benefit their scholarship fund. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, Grassroots Radio.
Wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car.
This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really?
Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original Shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Yeah, she's a small town girl. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Looking for a new previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Well, they're your local Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Crown Motors are going to have show and shines this week, too, because it's cool April nights. You know what? Why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue to buy that car, truck, or SUV that you want? Because they're going to give you an outstanding deal. Not only are the deals outstanding, the people are just great down there. Your neighbors is their service department is just second to none. Reading Crown Motors, 223-2177, 530-223-2177, 555 Cypress Avenue. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly, and we've been talking about a number of things here, including education, where why do we have to keep teachers that are bad? Water, drought, all of these things, the wolves. But now, and we were just talking about education, what about Common Core? Assemblyman Brian Daly, what about Common Core, Brian? Hello, Brian? Hello, Brian?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry we had you on the wrong thing. Or my switcher here was wrong. Common Core. We were talking about how we were talking about education, but Common Core now seems to be, it swept the land. Now states are starting to push back and after they've looked at it.
So I voted, it came to, obviously through the assembly last year, and, I voted against Common Core, but it passed and overwhelmingly passed. There was even, to my surprise, quite a few Republicans who voted for the Common Core. So, with that being said, it's the law of the land here right now. And so what I would suggest is that for those folks, the same thing that Megan and I have done is get engaged in your local school district and work with their – there are opportunities for parents to – get on committees that are established that they have to listen to you, that you can get on the committees, and you can then engage that way. The other thing about that happened in the state along with Common Core is local control funding. And so basically what happened, we've always said we want local control, and they're going to block the money up and send it to the locals. Now, in some cases, you have the English learners, which are, people who are trying to learn, students who are trying to learn English, and they get more money for those, and they get more money for low income, and there's all kinds of different scenarios where the money is, so as your school, so the demographics of your school drives your budget, basically. So for the North State, obviously our English learning population is not as high as other places in the state, so that's a disadvantage to us for funding. And transportation is a huge part of that funding formula because we have, these rural schools where we have to transport kids, and the cost is really high. So I've been fighting down here to make sure that we
keep transportation funding for our rural schools, that we have the ability to, for example, FFA is, there's a standalone bill here that it's $4.6 million for the FFA programs and so we, the ag education they call it. So we've been, there's a bill for that. So I've been supporting those opportunities. But the main thing that I could say to anybody who's on a school board is that you're going to get a pot of money. And obviously that money now is going to be divided up. The state, by giving you local control, is not telling you how to spend that money in every single pot. So you're going to have to decide as a school board how that money's spent. So before, it came to you in a grant just for ag education, just for ROP, just for this. Now, what's going to happen, what I, my fear is that, you know, the pot of money is going to be there. It's going to go into the general fund. And then you're going to have the proponents of more money for teachers come in and say, look, there's the pot of money. It's growing. You don't have to give ag education, or you don't have to give ROP, or we want that for wages. And so I think it's going to be very difficult for school boards. They're going to have to be very careful of how they divide that pot up, because if you give it all to, you know, salaries and benefits and wages, then that leaves no money to actually give those courses. So it's going to take a strong school boards to stand up against the bargaining units to make sure that we actually put those courses through. So that's my concern. I've obviously been working with those who have contacted me from school boards to let them know that this is going to be a difficult task, and I want to make sure that we
so you're seeing
right.
So what you're seeing then is when this comes down to be the to go into just a general fund, that okay, that's just the first step. The next step then is to, oh, you need to pay your teachers more, or you need to pay your somebody else more. So let's just take a little bit. Let's just cut the FFA down by 10% and ROP by 10% and give that to the teachers or to whatever else they say.
Right. That can be the scenario. And because so what I'm saying basically is that we need to, I'm fearful that we don't have in some cases where we don't have a really strong school board who understands that, yeah, you have to supply these other tools before you give salaries and benefits. And I'm telling you, the professional negotiators that the bargaining units have they're professional. And I want to make sure that our school boards don't get rolled, and we actually use that money to put those programs of education where the school board sees fit into take it out of that general fund and put it towards the classrooms and those programs.
Wow.
So I've been communicating as much as I can with my school board members that, hey, this is coming down coming from the state down, and that you need to make sure that you're strong and able to perform that. If you give it to salaries and benefits, you're not going to have money for those programs. So it's basically a block of money that's coming into your general fund.
Well, we've just got like about 3 minutes left, Brian. This other question that came in from, again, Cal Trout Fish and Game meeting in Bernie to discuss the Pitt River on May 14th. I didn't know if you knew about it or what that was going to be about, frankly.
Well, I want to let you know, Carl, that first of all, I mean, as an assembly member, we are overwhelmed with the opportunities of places to be.
Opportunities to be someplace, yeah. No. It's a target-rich environment out there. Yeah, I know.
I'd love to be at all of them. But, you know, we try to prioritize the things. And this is the end of, this last 2 weeks here is the end of, fiscal legislation for bills, and so our bill load is and the ability to be able to look at thousands of bills takes a lot of time, and so I'm spread pretty thin. I'm doing the best I can. I try to prioritize. I wanted to first of all thank you for giving me the opportunity to come and speak for a full hour. That's awesome, and I want to let the people know that I'm working very hard. I got a strong staff here, and we try to prioritize, and I try to get to the district as much as I can and rely on those people that are in the district that are on the ground dealing with these situations. They contact me, and we trade information back and forth. And so I've been working really hard. I'm up for election. I'm running again, and I will try to do my best to represent the people and use that common sense that I used for all those years in business and still in business at my farm and my businesses to try to make good policy happen here. It's not easy. I'm up for the fight, though, and I just want to say how much I appreciate the constituents even giving me the opportunity to serve them.
Well, you know what? I think the general consensus around here is that you're doing a great job, Brian, and we appreciate it. Okay, you get like 10 seconds for this one. How's Brian Ross doing for you?
Bruce Ross?
Bruce Ross,
doing a great job. I'm really pleased with his ability to be able to step right in and go to work.
All right. Okay. Our guest has been Assemblyman Brian Daly. And Brian, we do appreciate a whole hour out of your time. I know, like you said, this is a real busy season for you, but I think it's real important that you get to everybody all these questions. They were all real important, from education to our natural resources to the government taking our land. And you answered every one of them. I sure appreciate it.
Thanks, Carl. Take care.
You bet. You too. Okay. Now, tomorrow, we've got a number of guests coming through here. Of course, we're talking Corporal Knights again. We also want to talk about we're talking with our guest from Bethel. We have a number of things happening of what's going on at Bethel Church, another big significant part of our community, and what happens with them.
Puts a lot of people to work here.
A lot of people to work. You know, there's so many things happening around here. And I tell you what, I wish I could have asked every question in here. You know, there's this big thing. I mean, it doesn't seem like much, but I've only got like 10 seconds here. But it's that hot sauce factory down in Southern California.
They're getting
ready to force them out of the state here. And this is just bad. I want to talk about that tomorrow. We'll have a chance to talk about that and a number of other things. Carl and Abbott, KCNR 1460, my friends. Looks like it may rain today, but let's hope not. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A landmark Supreme Court affirmative action ruling.
In a split 6-2 ruling, the court said Michigan voters have the right to change their state constitution to prohibit public colleges and universities from considering race in admissions decisions. The justices said a lower court was wrong when it called that change discriminatory. Writing for the majority, Justice Kennedy said that nothing in the Constitution gives judges the right to undermine election results. In her dissent, Justice Sotomayor said the ruling tramples on the rights of minorities.
SRN's Wally Hines. Vice President Biden has a challenge for Moscow.
We call on Russia to stop supporting men hiding behind masks in unmarked uniforms, sowing unrest in eastern Ukraine.
Biden speaking today in Ukraine. Russia denies it's behind the unrest.